Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, OKN. 7:06. Happy Tuesday to you. Justin Kazepas alongside Mamie and Bill.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
There's an old wives' tale that I found out this morning is still very real.
What is it?
So I'm in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm utilizing my washing substances, aka shampoo and conditioner.
Yes. Yeah.
Come to find out, if the shampoo gets in your eyes, it does indeed burn.
Yeah, you had to test that out for yourself.
Didn't mean to do it.
Oh, okay.
Didn't have it on the bingo card for what, like at one point, you know, it gets down to the, you know, when you get to the bottom of the shampoo bottle
yeah.
and you put like some water in it.
Yeah.
You know, you fill it up with the little, the shower and you start, you do the shaky,
mm-hmm.
get it, them bubbles, them
yeah,
suds.
I was doing the same thing this morning.
So I had done that like maybe a day or two ago. So we're kind of like down to the remnant of the remnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like the little pump, it's a pump top. And it hits the pump and right to the eye.
Oh, I see.
Straight shot to the eye.
That is painful.
And it is an instant burn.
Yeah.
I thought about, do I need to switch to the kids, you know, no tears, cry shampoo.
Baby shampoo, yeah.
I might need it.
Yeah.
So if I have a red eye today, don't worry, I don't have pink eye. Okay. It's
shampoo.
Shampoo
eye. You
got don't look at my children's eyes, just my eye.
Old shampoo eye.
Yeah, that happens.
That classic.
That was my morning this morning. How about you? How's the morning?
Oh, my morning was, you know, dark and quiet. That's what my house is when I'm getting ready to come here.
The Lone Ranger walking through the canyons.
Using my phone's flashlight to be able to pick out my clothes this morning. So,
does Rob wake up easily?
Mm.
Light sleeper, heavy sleeper?
I would say he's a pretty heavy sleeper. Yeah.
That's a positive.
Yeah. Well, he takes a nap. He's asleep. It's not a nap. He's asleep. Yeah. And so, yeah, he's a pretty heavy sleeper at night. But now in the mornings, though, when I'm getting ready, where our bathroom is, if I leave the door just cracked a little bit, it like blasts him in the eye. So I get a, hey.
Like
hey.
The one line?
Yes.
You know, like the
yes.
single. Ah!
Yes. Yes.
The dagger of light
yeah.
has awoken me.
It's like, I'm trying to sleep.
Demi is the lightest sleeper ever.
And I am. I'm very light sleeper.
So like whenever I start trying to like get out of bed, it's like the slow crackle of the bed. That was a bed cracking, by yeah. the way. That's, I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Might need a new bed.
By the time 1 foot hits the floor, though, she's already awake.
Is
Are you?
She?
You're getting up? Yeah. It's same time every day. Been doing this for almost a year now. Same time.
Yeah.
We're going to do this all the way through. So, Patisserie Cafe of Mooresville.
They are coming in today.
Via video.
Yes, 3CX.
Because they're like probably baking some stuff.
Yes. So, they get started real early in the morning. She wasn't able to come into the studio, so we're going to have her on 3CX today. And they did send some fantastic food for us to sample. I've sampled some yesterday just to make sure it was still good because I've been out there before. Fantastic.
I was just clearing the table as if I was about to move this box over here.
Yeah.
But then I thought, maybe I should at least wait for their, like, time.
I don't know. We've got a lot. She sent a whole lot.
She did send a lot. So, Patisserie Cafe. Oh, I got to touch it now. I cannot. Okay. So, there's a box that's sitting on this desk this morning when I walk in here. And Mamie's the one who put it on the desk. Yeah. And we open that said box. And inside said box is a ridiculous assortment of deliciousness. Is this a Boston cream pie?
I don't know what everything is. I know that these are key lime tarts, coconut
tart,
coconut tart,
Coke tart.
I think these are the lemon
bars. Those
yeah,
are
lemon bars.
Yep.
Those are Bavarian cream eclairs.
Bavarian. These are baklava.
Baklava, and that's a surprise. I don't know what that.
What is this place of witchcraft? Patisserie Cafe.
Patisserie Cafe. They used to be in downtown Mooresville, like main stretch. And then they've moved now. A little bit farther down where the Dollar General is, like if you're going straight through downtown Mooresville, they've moved down there, just a bigger space. They do lunch now, breakfast and lunch. Fantastic. I got the quiche Lorraine when I was there yesterday.
Oh, quiche is cheese, isn't it?
Quiche is like an egg pie.
With cheese?
It usually does have cheese in it. It doesn't have to, but
contains it.
Quiche Lorraine has...
Yeah, I call it an egg pie.
An egg pie is really what it looks like. But it has spinach.
I love them.
Spinach and maybe ham or bacon. I'm not quite sure.
Shout out Evergreen. She makes all my quiche.
Mm, very good.
Evergreen's her name?
Yeah, that's Nat's mom.
Oh, Nat's. Okay, nice. I didn't know what Nat's mom's name was. There you go. I just learned something new. Patisserie Cafe located in Mooresville, though.
Yeah, they're in Mooresville now. So bigger space, breakfast and lunch. They're open from 8 to 2 every day.
I like the idea of like cooking lunch or dinner, like restaurant style. But to be honest with you, bakery is probably, if I was to go in that realm, just an easy, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're known for their baked goods. That's what they're known for. But yeah, they've expanded to have a little bit more options. The quiche. Sandwiches, catering, all kinds of stuff. She'll fill us all in on all the things that they can do now.
I'm looking forward to that discussion. Always enjoy food. We made a little far, 708, probably, give or take, somewhere in that range. There was a post that I saw yesterday on my timeline. Don't know if you saw it on yours. It had to do with breaking down the Formula One race that took place in Las Vegas. Monetarily. I am okay, mostly because I don't live there and it doesn't affect my day-to-day life. If we had a Formula One race happen in the middle of the city of Charlotte.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say downtown Cornelius.
Downtown, I'd be okay. Sure. I mean, I feel like some tracks, right? Don't they have, what's the longer style race? Like miles of racing? Like they do the one that's like 24 hours. Yeah, like Le Mans. We need like that.
I'm saying, what if they had to go like.
They got to sit in traffic?
No, they've got to go over that bridge on 28 and then go up 77, excuse me, go up 77 exit 30 and do like all the roundabouts and then come back. That's a fun race.
It's not a bad track.
That'd get me in right there.
You could have a bunch of people sitting around watching, but Charlotte definitely needs a city race.
Yeah.
I'm okay with throwing some very fast vehicles, high powered machinery directly in the middle of the city. Let them just run on cars.
It's awesome. I'm with it too.
Thank you. And Bill can vouch. He lives there, so he's allowed to have
it. He's okay. You're okay with it.
I got one out of a million.
Good luck. Yeah. Yeah, it's about a million people in Charlotte.
You need some key people. Just some key individuals.
Some decision makers.
You're a key person. Don't do that.
No, yeah. Some other like-minded key people.
Okay. More people in the group.
Right.
It looks here like they made $1.5 billion on one race.
That's crazy.
$884 million worth of that $1.5 billion. That's more than half, just on the spending of people alone that came out to Vegas.
Yeah, needless to say, they'll be back.
Yeah,
it's hard to argue with these numbers. The numbers don't lie.
So when they do the one in Vegas, I didn't watch it. I know I'm the biggest racing fan you've ever met. Didn't watch it. How do they do it? Is it just a straight shot? Or are they going through the city or what? Because this picture, it's hard to tell
down,
what it
they're
is.
They're going down the.
They're making left and right turns.
They're going down the strip, I guess, in Vegas?
Yes, the strip. Yeah, a portion of the strip. Yeah, it's a little loop. They have it all carved out.
These numbers are interesting, though, because when the it was first announced for Formula One to do a race in Vegas, the packages like were super expensive, like tens of thousands of dollars, right? Like if you wanted like a 4-pack plus the stay, plus all the access. And as the race drew closer, the anticipation was, well, wait a second, like these packages aren't selling, and so they needed to almost drop the price on a lot of them. But now seeing these numbers after the fact, now I don't know if that messaging really lined up or not.
Yeah.
But who knows? Either way, we should get a race in Charlotte, whether we make money or not. I think it'd be okay if it costs us a dollar. I don't have to make a dollar on it. Still worth it, because you got fast cars in the middle of the road, in the middle of the city. That's pretty cool. Also going to have Handel's ice cream later. It's a double food day.
Man. I hope you came hungry.
Hey, you did tell me that yesterday. You were not playing.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. 7:18. People chose violence yesterday. I'll tell you why. It was quite a day yesterday.
Yeah,
it was. Let's see if it's still happening on the streets. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. And you get to cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. 77 southbound traffic is getting heavier as the morning progresses. There's no accidents to report. Northbound, Things are moving right now. There will be some slowdowns, of course, typically in your Huntersville, Cornelius area. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, there's no problems that I've heard of yet this morning. So it seems like I'm at the wrong place. I've been hearing about all the goodies and stuff that you've got there today. It's made me hungry.
You come out, you know exactly where Studio C is, Jeff. Come Patisserie Cafe. It's going to be even worse when we're actually talking to them for 30 minutes about food. That's going to be a pretty tough conversation to not just start drooling. But Jeff, do you prefer a lemon bar or what was the eclair?
Bavarian
cream.
Custard
eclair. What do you like?
Oh, Bavarian cream sounds good, but also y'all were talking about a Boston cream. Either one of those is awesome.
That was my fault for mistake. You know, I mix up my Bavarian and my Bostons quite often, Jeff. I apologize for that.
Okay, well, any my weakness is any bakery stuff. So
now I know.
Any type of donuts, that's my weakness.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you. RideICats.com. I apologize. I got so lost up in the Bavarian cream. I'm assuming you said that everything was good on the streets.
Yes, everything is.
Everything's great.
Everything's great.
Yeah, I would vote for Formula One racing in Charlotte. So yeah,
yes, Jeff.
That would be a great idea.
I would let you be the pace car, Jeff. That's what I think I would advocate
for
that. Pretty
I would
heavily.
Too. Yes.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Have a great morning.
You too. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. Jeff, coming up with the zingers from the first segment, huh? Slow day on the streets, maybe a little bit here. I don't know.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day!
Today's word of the day, presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April the 25th through the 28th, up at Wilkes Community College. Looking forward to it. We will see you there. It is the month of April. Make your plans.
Already upon us.
Already upon us. Today's word of the day is knobby.
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 Knobbacious.
For those following along at home, we're dealing with an adjective here.
It's descriptive.
N-O-B-B-Y.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you want to be knobby?
Kinda, but not really.
Sometimes.
You want to have a little bit of knobby in you? I don't know. It's a...
Dealer's choice. Okay.
Yes.
May I have it in a sentence, please? May we have it in a sentence, please, sir?
Y'all may. The restaurant was a bit too knobby for my tastes, but I did enjoy the food.
Crusty.
No, but close.
Close.
Closest
thus far.
Knobby's what they call, what they call Bigfoot and Shelby. That's what knobby is.
Can you run that
That's
sentence
the
back?
Noun.
Yeah, run that sentence back one more time. Run that same sentence. The same sentence.
The exact same sentence one more time. The restaurant was a bit too knobby for my tastes, but I did enjoy the food.
Uppity.
Uppity. I'm going to go ahead and...
Stuffy.
No, I'll give you uppy. Uppity.
Uppity.
Uppity, not stuffy.
Stuffy.
Yeah. I'll give you uppity. The definition is... I can just turn it down just a little bit.
I mean,
bit.
Shelby's got a bougie.
Bougie. That was the word I was really looking for. Bougie.
So, yes.
I changed my word to bougie. My answer.
Shelby's knobby, Bigfoot is bougie.
Yes. Knobby is a synonym of chic and typically describes people and things that are cleverly stylish. The word is sometimes disapproving in modern use.
Shabby. But we like shabby chic, don't we? Isn't shabby chic a good thing?
It wouldn't be shabby.
Shabby chic is okay.
Chic.
That's fine. Knobby is a different...
But did you just say chic?
I did say chic. I didn't say shabby chic.
So chic on its own, not okay.
Chic on its own is okay.
It's okay.
You can be chic.
Okay, you can be.
If you're knobby, that means you're chic in a little bit.
Ooh,
negative connotation.
So nega chic.
Nega chic, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
A little stuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Knobby.
Word of the day brought to you by Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th. We're going to be giving away tickets. Shout out to Wolfpack Gary. Wolfpack Gary, the tickets are waiting for you at Studio A. I did make sure to give those to Ben Daniels yesterday. You look at the lineup, you look and see, there's over 100 artists. There's 12 stages over 4 days. If you like music at all, you're bound to find something. Two, I continuously see these. And when I look at these artists and I say, my gosh, you've got to go see Falling Timber and Flat Top.
Absolutely.
If there's any point in time that you're looking at going, that's nothing to say at all of Nefesh Mountain. I mean, there's just endless artists at Merle Fest. We had a chance to sit down with Whit Whitson of the, I feel like Whit maybe wasn't his first name. It's definitely Whitson.
Wes
Whitson.
Wes, there you go.
Whit Whitson also is a cool name. Director of the festival. Had a good chance to chat with him. If you missed that, WSIC News on Instagram, you can go check that out and see what that was like. The other day, I feel like I do need to address something. I brought up the other day Waffle House. We talked about Waffle House because there was the video out there from Atlanta of them wanting to make $25 an hour.
Yep.
Is that what they were doing? And it's not like, well, sorry, I clicked a different link there for a second. It's not like I don't want them to, you know what I mean, have $25 an hour or make $25 an hour. I just don't, like, mathematically, Waffle House doesn't survive.
Right.
California yesterday enacted $20 minimum wage for fast food workers. It officially went into effect yesterday, April 1st. Whether or not that was true or not. See, here's the problem. I think I may have been caught by a couple of the April Fool's jokes out there.
You think so?
Did this really happen? Did California really do $20 minimum wage, or was that fake?
I think I'm guessing that this is real, but it is easy to get caught up in those April Fool's jokes. But I'm thinking this one's real.
It actually is. So I just Googled it separately. So yeah, it is actually real. Okay,
fact checking.
That was going to be a whole snafu if I just had like got faked up on that one too.
Yeah.
This is going to make it tough for businesses to survive.
Well, that's what happens. Like that, just cost gets move to the consumer, right?
The person, let me be very clear. You as a person, you have it in you to make $57,000, $60,000, $1 million. You can do it.
Right.
I believe in you, and I think you can. It's just not going to happen when you're working at Waffle House or McDonald's or things like that.
I agree with that.
That can be a portion of your story, but if everyone at Waffle House is making $57,000, Waffle House is going to go bankrupt. And that's just...
Well, either that or the waffles are going to start costing, you know, $20. Or,
and people are going to stop going.
And people are going
to
quit.
Why would you go to Waffle House for a $40 waffle?
Right. So it's just... I mean, I see both sides. So that's... I see both sides of the argument. People, you know, there's some people who did not have access to education, don't know how, you know, stuff works. Like Rob, you know, went into the Army because he didn't have access to go to college. And that's how he, you know...
Learned his craft.
Learned a trade and... has a really good job. He didn't go to college, but he's able to make a really good salary based on what he's learned in the trades. But some people just don't have access, don't have the knowledge. But with the internet now, you really can find anything else if you really, really want to. And that's what's so great about America, right? You can start from nothing and you have the ability to build up whatever you want to do.
From the gutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely
can.
And
you can start over as many times as you want to, too. It's not like because you fail, you can't. You can't do anything. You can just start over again.
I declare! Like bankruptcy?
Bankruptcy, yeah.
It's not that easy. But.
No, but you can. Like, you have the ability to, I failed and I can start over. So, Waffle House is a side hustle for sure, but you got to do something else.
Well, I remember as a kid, like, the mindset was, okay, you got this job now. It wasn't, like, necessarily about the money that you wanted cash, right, to spend. But you were, like, you were putting in your hours. You were working.
Right. And like paying your dues is what it feels like. Yeah.
Like you knew at some point you were going to keep going up whatever ladder. And I'm not saying corporate ladder.
No,
like that,
but
just.
Yeah. When I went back to work after being a stay-at-home mom for almost 10 years, I started over at the bottom. And I had worked, you know, 5 years in television and worked my way up just a little bit. But I knew that I had to start over again at the bottom. And I worked my way up. But.
I've seen some reports, too, where, like, kids coming out of college, like, expecting, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars, like, on day one.
Yeah. Katie had a real life lesson, her first job, making $7.25 an hour. And she said, I think I'm going to go work somewhere else because they make $15 an hour. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I was like, but you're 17. You're supposed to make $7.25 an hour. Like,
that's why I made it the bowling alley.
You made that much?
$7.25. Mm, I mean, now, granted, I was able to chief cigs in there, but that was different. You know what I mean? That was a different time in my life.
I made $5 an hour at my first job.
So the minimum wage when we were, I think it was like middle school, high school, it changed from the like $5.50 to $7.25
or whatever. That's
what I made.
I made the $5.50 at my first job. Yeah.
I think my very, very first one, I was right at the edge of like that, where they were changing the rule. And there was the panic back then too, right? Like, oh my gosh, $2 more an hour.
Yeah.
There's one thing of like incrementally stepping up, right? And this is where like the food service industries and things like that, it's a tough game already. The margins are already tight. But just figure I'd throw that out there. California's starting minimum $20 an hour for fast food workers as of yesterday. I don't know if it's just fast food workers or is it just minimum $20 an hour.
I think it's just the minimum wage. I don't think it's just fast food workers.
That's just the headlines.
They're just raising the minimum wage, yeah.
Because which categories are kind of there probably most.
Right. Most people who are making minimum wage are probably working in the fast food industry or somewhere in the restaurant industry, I would think.
Patisserie Cafe, a box of goodness that I've been.
Right, up next.
30 minutes just staring at. And it's basically like torture.
Get to eat it now.
Whoo! Looking forward to it. WSIC News, all the socials. You can watch the video live stream next. We got Patisserie Cafe. Join us via video chat.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning, LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 735. Right at it.
Good morning.
I've waited for 30 minutes to open this box. Well, I've opened it. I've smelled it. I've looked at it. I've done all I can to not eat it. But joining us now, Paola from Patisserie Cafe, joining us via video chat, rocking the Patisserie Cafe gear this morning. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you for coming. Thank you, well, for showing up in this way. This is probably one of the nicest ways to show up is just drop a box of food.
Right.
That's pretty good.
This is probably one of the nicest spreads we've had in here. So it's quite impressive. I was very impressed when I went by and picked it up yesterday.
Paola, I've got here a box of Bavarian cream pie, or is this Bavarian cream eclairs?
Eclairs,
I've got the lemon bars, key lime tarts, coconut tarts, baklava. What are these other little chocolate dome things you got in here for us?
Is it a chocolate mousse tart? I can't remember. I went all out.
I'm guessing this is a chocolate mousse tart. Yeah, and then there's slices of cake.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, there's some chocolate mousse tart. Yeah, there's some cheesecake and some brownies too, and Bill's got them in there.
Do you tell us then the story, Paola? What was the first thing you've ever baked in your life?
So it all started with my mom. She's always been the baker in the family, and so since we were in Colombia, like we were baking. And then when we started in Mooresville, we were baking out of the house and doing turnovers and all that. And then we decided to open in the corner of 188 North Main Street in Mooresville.
Mm-hmm.
That's where On Tap is right now. And that's where we started. And we were there for like 6 years. And then we moved down the road to 627 North Main Street.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it was just like my mom loved to work with food and do caterings and stuff. And then she went to the French Culinary Institute in New York. And that kind of set us for the name, which we are Colombian, but the name is French Patisserie. And it's pastry shop.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Justin right before you came on, was that you guys are from Colombia. So you have some Colombian influence in the things you have there, but also your mom studied in France, right? So,
well, in New York,
but with a French, So then you also have the French pastries too, which I absolutely love. So it's just a really special mix of different cultures that you have there too.
Paola, can I be honest with you right now?
Yeah.
Lemon is one of my ultimate favorite flavors, as far as the bakery goes. So what I'm about to do, I'm about to take this spoon and I'm going to take this little lemon tart bar you gave me right here and I'm going to eat it. I'm going to put it in my mouth right now and I'm going to tell everybody how it tastes.
I hope it's a good review.
It's going to be great. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah.
Oh, am I muted, Bill?
On the bottom with the lemon, it's really yummy.
Hit this again. Oh, the phone's ringing. I have air horns that I was just hitting. Follow that. Bow, 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 but I'm muted because, so I'll just make them. Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your website, patisseriecafe.com. You guys do ordering online as well, and people can pick up. Physical location. You guys are in Mooresville. Tell us about your space that you're in.
Yeah, so we're on 627 North Main Street. We have sit down. We have a little bit of outdoor seating. We do curbside for those that cannot come in the store. We still offer that since the pandemic. We never took that away. And it worked a lot with moms or people that are sick or elderly people. So it's amazing. And we do delivery and takeout. And so that people don't go without eating our goodies. We do breakfast all day, lunch, desserts, cakes, pastries, all in-house. And yeah, we love it. We have a fusion of all the things that we like. We have Cuban things. We have French things. We have Mediterranean things. So basically our menu is all the food that we love. We just tossed it in there.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
So for breakfast, I would have to say calentado, which is what we do in Colombia is what's leftover technically from the night before. We put it all together in a breakfast, but we don't do it quite from the leftovers, but it's, we use rice, beans, a meat of choice, or if you don't like meat, you can do avocado. And then it has two eggs, any style on top with salsa ranchera, which is like a spicy salsa. And our creamy breakfast potatoes, which are very yummy, and it's all mixed in. It's very hearty, and then it has the eggs on top, so it's delicious. For breakfast, that or a French toast, which we make with our croissant, and it has sliced bananas and strawberries on top, powdered sugar and whipped cream. And then for lunch, I would have to say definitely the ranchero crepe is very delicious, or our medianoche sandwich. It's very good as well. And then, of course, you need dessert. So you can do a Nutella strawberry crepe, or you can do tres leches, or you could do a slice of cheesecake.
Nobody's mad at tres leches. Yeah. Do you consider yourself a foodie? Yeah, there's the whore. That's what I'm looking for right there. Do you consider yourself a foodie?
You know what? I say that I just love food, and like no matter where I go, even if it's not like the ultimate dessert, I need to always finish my meals with dessert. But I do enjoy going and experimenting places and checking out what they have. I love food. Diets are not in my book. I could never do a diet. It's hard. But just all about keeping a balance.
It's interesting to me that, because I consider myself a foodie. I'm no like blogger or anything like that. I'm a taste butter. That's what I'm a taste butter.
And we just like food. Is that a foodie if you just love food?
It's the new age.
Yeah.
And I see bakeries, right? Bakery is a niche. But then like to have like breakfast and like entree and like restaurant style, that's an interesting combination. How did that come about?
So we started as a cafe. So when we started in the corner of Mooresville, there wasn't that many restaurants or not even bakeries. We were one of the first ones. We opened in 2001, mind you. So Mooresville and the surrounding areas have changed a lot. But we started just with desserts and coffee. And then we were like, you know what? We need something more so that people can come in after they get their coffee. Because with desserts only, it was hard to, you know, pay the rent. So we were trying to figure something out, and then we're like, we're just going to have to add breakfast. And then from that came the lunch and then the catering. And then we never left our roots, which were the desserts and the cakes and the coffee. So we just added the rest to it. And we've been doing it ever since.
Yeah. One of the other things too that you guys do is catering. Can you talk a little bit about what you guys do for that?
Yeah. So we do breakfast catering and lunch. We have coffee, mini pastries. We do delicious fruit bowls. We also have sandwich lunch boxes. And we also do the trays. And we have an empanada box, which is puff pastry filled with chicken, beef, or spinach with feta. Mind you, empanadas is a very like broad term now because there's so many different types. In Colombia, what we consider our baked empanadas more like a pastel, but we still call it empanada because it was easy to just keep the name. But when people that are like from different places in South America or Central come in, they're expecting a Colombian empanada, which is not quite the same. But we have fried Argentina empanadas and we have the baked ones. Mm. But back to the catering, we can cater breakfast full on or lunch. We can bring it to your office. You can pick it up. And also our hours are 8 to 3. So a lot of times people have earlier meetings, but if you let us know ahead of time, we try to accommodate everyone.
Paola, how do you, because I'll be honest with you, while you and Mamie at first were talking about the history of, you know, your mom studying in New York and French and South America, I was up getting a fork so I could eat this slice of this lemon bar that I just shoveled down my goozle, which was delicious, by the way. No cap. But how do you come about blending these flavors together? Like how do y'all make this work so well? Because I'm also looking here at the menu. One of my other favorite breakfast dishes are omelets. And you guys look like y'all got some banging omelets on here too. So how do you make all these cultures blend together into these delicious delicacies?
So to tell you the truth, just like my mom sitting down and my dad and them thinking about having a little bit for everyone, you know, and just it was really my mom is behind all of this. And every year I feel like we would add more things and we would listen to the community. We are here still because of our amazing community. We really have had a great support. And even during the years, and it's been tough at times, and there's a lot of restaurants now in Lake Norman. It's amazing. You just have to continuously kind of change it with the times and see what people are asking for and really listen and study and travel and bring more things to the menu and spice it up so that people don't get bored.
Waffles also on the list here. What's your favorite waffle of the, I see six here. I got chocolate chip waffle, original, patisserie, walnut, Nutella, and then the Cinnabon. Between all those, which one's your top favorite?
So the cinnamon bun waffle, that one is delicious. It tastes kind of like a churro is what we tell people. And then you can add strawberries on top.
I love how she just has the actual, like most people are like, no, that's all good. It's all really good. But yeah. Paola's not afraid to just kind of jump right
in. You know what? At the bakery, people always come in and they're like, so what do you recommend? I always tell people, choose one thing. Because if you say everything is good, you're not helping. So you need to go for something. And if they love it, they're going to come back and try the rest of the menu. That's our goal.
How about the atmosphere there at Patisserie? What's it like when people walk in the door? What's the experience you want them to have?
So it's cozy. It's laid back. It's nothing fancy. You know, it's just like feeling like you're going to go to a place where you feel at home, where we're going to remember your name, your face. We're going to treat you like you're a part of the family. And you're going to be able to sit down and relax with your friends if you want to just chat, have a cup of coffee or a tea, have a dessert, if you want to come and bring your computer, if you want to have a meeting, if you want to come with your kids. It's kind of like a place that you can bring anyone at any time. And we're always just wanting to chat and we want you to experience the Patisserie Cafe experience, which is just like a smile, great food. And we're just going to make you feel at home.
How's the, in this post-COVID world now, 2024, crazy, I think we're in Q2 of 2024 already. How's y'all's food costs and labor and all that? How's the internal business side doing for you guys?
So that has been a really hard one because we know that everyone is going through tough times and we need customers to come in the door. We've tried for a while to just keep our costs the same. We had to increase a little bit as much as we can, you know, like bump it up a little just so that it covers cost mainly. But it's hard because if it keeps on going up and crazy, we have to see like what things we might have to put on hold and maybe not offer if people are not willing to spend like $100 for something, you know. So and gas is gonna go up and I don't know. So we're just kind of like on this ride with everyone else. We're just waiting, looking at numbers and trying to see what we can do, because we never want to hurt the quality of our products. So we prefer not to offer something for a while if that's the case being, but we can't go with something that is cheaper because it will compromise the quality. And that's number one in my mom's book.
We're about to join Way Accurate Radio. Hold on 1 second. Good morning, LKN. 7:48. I got cut off by the heartbreak there real hard.
Sitting there eating.
I'm still eating.
Sitting there snacking.
So I put down a lemon bar. I have made my way. Is this like a, is this a chocolate with a raspberry in it, or like a, some type of berry?
It's
or
like a, almost like a bon. It's a cake ball. It's a cake ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a, that's our chocolate raspberry cake ball.
That's good too.
Yeah.
That's good too. We're talking with
little cake balls are really popular. They're really good.
we're speaking with Paola Mendoza of Patisserie Cafe, located in Mooresville, patisseriecafe.com. You guys do the online ordering. So people, it's through Toast. Is that the provider you guys utilize for your ordering system?
Yes, correct.
And so what's that experience been like for you of adding or utilizing this online ordering, right? You almost have to in the restaurant space now in order to survive. What's that been like for y'all?
Yeah, so absolutely, technology is a key for, you know, just staying in the game, really. When we started, it was very basic. And I'm not the best with technology, I'm not going to lie. But it's made me have to, like, really get into it and figure things out. But it's great. It helps you with, like, cost control to see what's really selling, what isn't, so that way you can kind of figure if you're going to replace it or just take it completely off of a menu. It helps you with payroll. So I love it. It's great. Technology is very good.
Yeah. I know you talked about your mom, you know, it was her vision for what started the bakery and then what it is now. Is this just a true family business, like your husband, your kids? I think you work with your other family members.
I don't know that I would be in the business still.
Yeah.
But no. So it's my parents, my sister and I. We've been in the business since the beginning. As time goes by, because we've been in this 20 plus years now, you know, my parents are getting older. We have kids. So right now I'm from home, right before I drop off my kids to school. But, you know, it's just those things that life throws at you that you have to kind of juggle and see where it leads us. But we've been in it for a long time and we'll see what the future holds. We have no idea.
Do you bake at home too? Or is it like enough for Patisserie Cafe that you just leave it at the door there?
No. When I leave the bakery, and I've always been kind of like a workaholic because I'll be on the phone sending emails and stuff when I'm home, but I have to spend some time with the girls. They want to bake. And I try to find easy ways to make like cookies and stuff. But the one that cooks at home is my husband. Because once I get home, I'm like, I'm done. So he's the cook in the house. But I bake little things with the girls here and there. But as they get older, they do want to put their hands into eggs and all kinds of stuff. So I have to come up with more ideas.
You mentioned the change of the area, the wonderful community that we live in. And a lot of that involves a lot of families continuing to move here, right? You've got all ages of kids and children and different life scenarios. That atmosphere, do you guys, you okay with kids coming into Patisserie Cafe? Is that okay with y'all?
Oh,
you're pro absolutely. Kid. You're pro kid. Okay.
Yeah, I am pro kid. We love kids. Kids are amazing. We have kids that literally parents come to the bakery because the kids are like, we need to go to Patisserie. Like they are our client. And we have a great kids menu. If they come in, we have paper that they can draw in and relax. And we love kids. So our food is delicious for kids. We have a fairy French toast.
That's what I was about to mention. The fairy French toast is so cute.
And it has sprinkles on it and kids love it. We have kids that order off of the actual menu. Like they have a whole meal. They'll eat the whole thing. And our food is, you can make it as unhealthy or healthy as you want. You know, if you go to the gym, you still can come. Our crepes are actually gluten-free. They're made with buckwheat. We have great healthy options. We have amazing salads. Our salads, we don't talk enough about them, but they're very delicious. Our Santa Fe salad is very filling. It has our delicious black beans, grilled chicken, crispy tortillas, corn, cheese made with the cilantro lime, and the grilled chicken on top is so good.
How are you guys? How are you guys doing on the ingredient side? Like, are you sourcing locally, or do you? How do you guys like to do the ingredients portion?
So we get our tomatoes from Patterson Farms, but everything else we get through the U.S. Food, and their products are really good. But if for some reason, like, we can't get a product or it's not good, we try to go out and see, like, maybe sometimes I have gone before to Josh's farmer's market to get some strawberries and stuff, but you know, like, whatever it is that you need, you have to go out there and get it. And it has to be the great quality. If it's not, we can't offer it. And we'll just substitute it with something else at the moment.
Talking with Paola Mendoza of Patisserie Cafe. All right. If I came to you and I said, I want the most authentic dish you guys offer on your menu that you would say encapsulates the entire story of patisserie, what would you recommend to me?
You know what? I would say our bandeja is just something that is not Colombian. It's a Cuban dish, but it has our roots that we never let that go, even though we did put a French name. You know, like, when you walk in, people always knew that we were in French, and they wanted to know our story, where we came from, who we were. And so ropa vieja is delicious. It has the plantains, the rice, the beans, the salad, the shredded beef, and the tomato sauce. It's a dish that is very much called kind of like the executive, or like the workers' lunch meal is what they call it in Colombia. And it has a little bit of everything, and it's the meal that is going to get you going throughout your day, and you're going to be energized and ready to go on.
The first time I came in, I got you gave me a box of sandwiches, just a huge box of all different kinds of sandwiches, chicken salad. And I think there was a Cuban sandwich in there. Anyway, I took it to Rob's. When you talk about the workers' lunch, I took it to Rob's work. He works at a car dealership. Those guys still talk about it. They're like, when's your wife going to bring those sandwiches in again? Did she make those? And I was like, no, I take no credit other than that. I carried them in. I set them down. I think they lasted about 45 seconds in the break room before they were gone. Yeah.
They are delicious.
They were so excited about it.
Paola Mendoza of Patisserie Cafe, located in Mooresville, patisseriecafe.com. You can order online. You can call it. You can go and sit down. They are pro kid there, so you can bring your family to and hang out. Okay, so I had the lemon bar and I had the cake ball, the chocolate cake ball. Both of them delicious. I'm going to try to hold off on this key lime pie. Producer Bill over here loves the coconut, and so I'm going to do what I can to not eat this. Paola, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. I know you're busy. The life of a restaurateur, entrepreneur, mom, wife, everything combined. We're so grateful for your time, and hope only the best for Patisserie Cafe.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. It was a pleasure.
Take care. Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
All right, I may continue to eat more of this before.
Oh, I'm eating at the break.
Yeah,
I'm going to eat on the radio.
Now you will.
I'm eating at the break.
I slipped you the fork. I slipped you everything that you needed.
Digging into that key lime pie.
My goodness. All right, well, patisseriecafe.com. Check them out. Located in Mooresville, Patisserie Cafe. As far as the bakery goes, this is fire. Now the omelets, I'm going to have to try when I go next time too. Wanted to chat with you before the top of the hour break. People chose violence yesterday.
Yeah.
There's some people that chose violence. We had a little bit of a, I don't want to say snafu. Can I call it a prank?
It was a little April Fool's prank.
We had a little April Fool's action that took place. Todd Starnes show. So if you're a fan of Todd Starnes, there was a few people. Somebody I talked to on the phone yesterday, they were real soft. Hey, Justin, I heard the Todd Starnes announcement. I just figured I'd call you and see what's going on.
To make sure that you were okay.
Well, and then the conversation progressed. I said, oh, you know, I wish I had a better answer for you, but you got April Fool's.
Oh.
But like the reaction didn't like go the way I thought it would. It was, oh, okay. I just was wondering if I was going to need to start listening to a new radio station. It was like, gosh, people are out here for some Todd Starnes.
That is, they love him.
So no, we're not dropping Todd Starnes. Todd Starnes is actually coming to host his national radio show from Studio A in Statesville on May 24th. So on May 24th, Todd Starnes will be physically located in Statesville in our studio, Studio A, hosting his national radio show. Also going to host a meet and greet. So you're going to have a chance to meet Todd. And you can get an autographed copy of his newest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And he does answer that question, by the way, in mm-hmm. the book. If you missed the interview we had with Todd a couple of weeks ago, you can go back on our Instagram and check that out. If you go to WSICnews.com/Todd, you can sign up for the meet and greet and for the book signing opportunity to meet Todd and get a signed copy of his book, WSICnews.com/Todd. I felt like I needed to address that. Because again, some people chose violence in online and social media and things like that. So a little bit of an April Fool's joke. Not the biggest April Fool's joke out there. Did any of them get you yesterday at all by chance?
I don't think any of them got me. I did love one of my favorite local ones was Tempo Golf. You know, okay. We had them in last week.
Oh, yeah.
They announced they were going to do Tempo Golf weddings.
Oh, nice.
I thought that was pretty great. It was pretty convincing good. Picture they had, too. She did a good job with the little photo editing. It was pretty good.
Well, it's also believable that someone would want that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that's what makes
I saw it, and for 30 seconds, I was like,
did they talk to Rob?
Rob's dream come true. Duh.
There were two that got me yesterday. Oh, by the way, Ben and I found out the hot dog flavor.
The hot dog sparkling water
is not
real. It was an April Fool's,
but see, I think that's cheating. They didn't do it on April Fool's.
Yeah, I think that's what brands are starting to do. They're starting to release things a couple days before.
Not okay. Not okay. Not nope. It's got to be day of. That's how you got to slick past the system. It's got to be day of. The one that got me, Amazon removes all Chinese sellers. That one got me. Somebody posted that.
Yeah.
A few million hits on that one.
They're not gonna do that.
No, that's like
there'd be nothing left on Amazon.
75% of their inventory. And then I don't know if this was true or not, but Cookout posted New York City, a new store is coming to you soon.
Oh.
I don't know if Cookout. That was.
Nah.
You don't think
there
so?
Was a Bucky's prank too, that Bucky's is coming to Charlotte. That got a lot of people yesterday.
People
a lot
are out
of people.
Here.
Yeah.
Little news at the top of the hour. We got Handel's Ice Cream coming up at 8:30.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy Tuesday to you. We're going to look at the streets at about 8:15 with Jeff from iCats, rideicats.com, alternative transportation. And then we've got Handel's Ice Cream coming in at 8:30. Thank you to Paola from Patisserie Cafe. I've had to close the box. I've eaten a lemon square and a little cake ball, and I have to close the box. I can't.
Can I interject real quick? Sorry, please. Jeff actually called while we were talking to Patisserie Cafe.
Okay.
There is a big slowdown on 77 South around Mooresville.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff recommends alternate routes. So if you are north of Mooresville looking to go south through Mooresville, 77 South is not the way.
Not ideal right now.
Not ideal.
Southbound 77.
Southbound.
Around Mooresville. So a plan accordingly.
Yes.
And move
Thank
accordingly.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff, for keeping us informed on that. We really appreciate that. I didn't realize. Did you know how tall Barron Trump is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's tall.
He's tall, yeah.
6'7".
Well, all the Trump kids are pretty tall. Ivanka, is that her name?
Yeah, the family's got genes.
They're
There's
tall.
Definitely about
yeah.
that. 6'7", though. That's tall.
That's really tall, yeah.
I'm trying to think if I know anybody personally that tall. I know someone who's I know a couple 6'2s, maybe a 6'4. I don't know any 6'7s.
Trying to think. I think my friend Lindsay, I think her husband Mike's, he's pretty tall. I'm not sure he's quite 6'7", but he's pretty tall.
No, I tell you, I don't really know them. They're more Demi knows them. It was a parent of one of her students. They're tall. Definitely north of 6'5", maybe 6'5"-ish. But I get kind of nervous around tall people. I don't want to discriminate.
You get nervous around tall people?
Now, height is not a protected class.
Tallest? Ableist? Heightest?
Yeah. Napoleonist. I don't know.
There you go.
Tall people are, you got to be careful. They can see things that not everyone else can see.
See things?
I mean, I'm just saying, they kind of looking down on everybody your whole life.
People can't tell because, I'm always sitting down. But I'm flirting with 5'10", kind of in between 5'9", 5'10".
Is that tall for a lady?
It's very tall for a lady, yeah. Ladies average 5'6", I think. Average height for a woman in the United States, about 5'5", 5'6". So, yeah.
See, it's funny you say that. I've not one time, I don't think, since we've known each other, I've said, Mamie's freakishly tall. I don't think I've said that to myself.
No, it is funny, though. Pictures of me and my girlfriends, I always feel like a giraffe or something standing with them. My friend Sharon, she's about the same height that I am, so I appreciate whenever she's in the pictures.
For a while, ladies get self-conscious about being taller than everyone. Isn't that a thing? Like, mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. So, you remember the show Saved by the Bell?
Yes.
You remember Jesse?
Yes.
There was an episode where she wanted to go out with a guy, but he was shorter than her. And she's like, I can't keep growing. And so, I remember watching that episode with Katie and being like, that's me. That's me in middle school. Like, I was this height in eighth grade. None of the guys were. So, I was just freakishly tall. But, you know, Rob's shorter than I am. Most people don't notice, like,
I didn't notice. Yeah.
Yeah. Most people don't notice, but,
I'm just so mesmerized by Rob.
I know. He's so captivating. They just forget his charisma. All worries. You can't tell. But yeah, he's almost 2 inches shorter than me.
Thought he was like 1,000 feet tall.
Yeah. You thought he was 6'7".
Yeah. Is it though, like with age, you know, when you reach a certain point, the age difference doesn't matter as much. Is that like kind of like a height thing too? Like when we get a certain age, like, she's tall, but
some people, really, I think some people still wouldn't, like, women wouldn't want to date a guy who was shorter than them, but like,
whoa, you wouldn't give him a chance?
I said some would not.
Okay.
I know a lot of women who would.
You're not in that category.
I'm not, I married one that's shorter than me.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Like, why would you give up a really fantastic person like Rob Lee? Just because he can't help it. You don't get to choose how. I don't get to choose how tall
vertically
I am.
Challenged.
Right. I don't even think he is. He's the best.
Oh, I don't think he is. So like I said, he's like.
He's great.
Okay, look, I didn't mean to awkwardly put you in the position of with Rob, but just ladies in general. So y'all look at height as a factor.
Yeah, like my friends who, you know, date on the apps. Yeah, that's a big thing. You guys
people still date
about,
on apps?
Oh, yeah.
That's still a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
I never did it. Yeah, I missed that boat. But yeah, on the apps, that's a big thing. And guys, generally, if they say they're 6 foot, they're usually 5'10".
Online?
Yeah.
Do they lie about their height like that?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm 6 foot with shoes.
6 foot. Yeah. So that's what they're saying too. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a better way to think of it.
Yeah. That's what they say. Yeah. With their lifts in their shoes.
They don't have dude lifts.
They got lifts?
Yeah, I was going to say, they got dude lifts? I ain't seen no dude lifts so far.
Yeah, you've not seen the lifts.
Is that Skechers?
Let's jack these suckers up. Let's go.
You know, I used to rock Heelys. I still have a pair.
You have a pair of Heelys?
Heck yeah.
You're not going to roll in one of those?
I like them. They get a little dangerous, though.
You're one of those kids at the mall that I was like, ugh, that kid when I was working at J.Crew.
I was getting mad. I was one of those kids. It was probably me.
cursing you under my breath.
Making it seem like it's a skate park.
Did you ever go to South
store?
Park Mall and skate around? Because I would have definitely been mad at you.
Probably true. I probably did. No, this is probably a time in my life where I was at Concord Mills more. This was before people started getting shot.
Okay.
South Park was too far away.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty far. I would have to go work over there every once in a while.
I was going to say, that's a far drive for
from
you.
From Shelby, yeah.
that's unheard of.
I worked at the J.Crew in Gaffney. That's all. That's
were
all
you
fancy
ousted
I was.
By the town at that time when you worked that far away?
No.
My gosh. I thought it was only in-town jobs.
Had to pack a bag, though. That's for sure. For
overnight
sure.
Bag?
Yeah.
Bring your toothbrush with
pack
you?
Pack a bag to go to Troutman sometimes.
Oh. All right. So you said, though, that someone did win the April Fool's prank. I was talking about that. I felt like I got duped by two. I thought there was going to be no more China sellers on Amazon and that Cookout was going to put a location in New York. Those were the two that really got me. But you found one that you think is like the number one.
This is my favorite one just because of the production value of it. I mean, this is some money that went behind putting out an April Fool's Day joke. So it's Duolingo. It's an app that helps you learn the languages. And they said that there's going to be Duolingo on ice. So, like, they're ice skating, there's dancers, there's lots of actors in this. I was like, they did the most for this one.
They went all out for
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So, I sent it to Katie, and she was like, yes, let's go. So, I duped her.
Duolingo.
French or Trench, my favorite song. And there's, like, musical numbers, there's dancing. It's intense. It's a lot for April Fool's.
It seems like a highly produced kind of commercial there.
Yes. It's a very highly produced commercial.
Yeah. Bill's got this thing rocking and rolling.
I mean, look at these. In a 4-hour skate look, dancing they're skating, they're dancing, there's costumes. Like
they actually put this together.
Yes.
Spanish or Spanish?
They wrote songs. That like produce the songs and have them dance around.
The Duolingo social media team is unhinged, though. They are funny.
This is their first bit of social media that I've come across.
You gotta check out their Twitter. They're
up there.
They're
funny. They're funny. They operate with a different set of rules.
They clearly, no barriers is what they got. They're putting together some combos right now.
Like, who is it?
That nobody else could.
Who on their creative team was like, I got it, guys. Here's what we're doing. I mean, this took, no intermission. They probably had to do this in January, maybe even earlier, maybe like in October last year. They're planning their April Fool's Day prank. So I think they win.
This is definitely hilarious.
It is the most.
It's great. Have you guys ever used Duolingo?
So, yeah, I bought Katie the upgraded one because she's going to be my interpreter in France.
Have you used it?
I've used it a little bit. Nat, it has like over a year-long streak. Find
out why. Yeah. For what language?
Spanish.
Going Spanish? When is that what you're doing too, or when you do touch it?
I used to brush up on my German. Learning a language has never been this cool. But then I realized I already know it all.
So why? So why practice?
Right. But the accents, everything, it's a cool app for sure.
Is it effective?
Like,
does it seem like, are you learning like in practical ways, or like what kind of like words are you learning?
Doesn't hurt by any means. It's more, you know, exposure, but you kind of got to do like another level, I feel like, to really, really.
You got to have a conversation.
You
with
have to
somebody.
Immerse yourself into a foreign language, especially as an adult.
Yeah. I won't do it.
But it helps, and you can like pick certain things, like once you like break through the intro level or whatnot, you can kind of pick, okay, I want this to be more travel, you know, more travel style.
Oh, you can adapt it like that.
Yeah, so Katie's doing it for travel, so words for restaurants and foods, and she has learned the word for cat. She uses that one pretty often. That's stuck in her head. Unshin.
Do you know it?
Unshin.
Unshin.
Shin.
Shin.
Something like that.
Nobby.
We got cut off by the heartbreak again.
Oh, we did?
I didn't even. Sorry. That's on me.
No,
it was Duolingo.
It was Duolingo.
That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:18, happy Tuesday to you. Let's get a look at the streets and see what is happening out there. I think we've got Jeff on the phone. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane with Jeff. They pick you up in Iredell County, then you cruise all the way down. Jeff, how are things looking now?
Good morning. In Mooresville, around mile marker 32, I don't know if it was an accident or a disabled vehicle, but it was slowing down traffic from Raleigh School Road south down to the lake. That should be cleared up now, but heavy traffic 77 southbound in the Cornelius Huntersville area. When you get into Charlotte, it's not looking too bad. 77 northbound from about mile marker 20 up to Cornelius, there's some slowdowns in that area, so just be careful there. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues, but just your normal heavy traffic through the Huntersville, Cornelius area this morning.
Jeff, we appreciate you. Today's Tuesday, the day that the Ride ICATS team goes to Salisbury to the VA. So if people have an appointment with the VA, only $1 each way. Jeff, something else too. I thought that you might appreciate this. I saw this yesterday. The last survivor of the 335 people from the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor, his name was Lewis Conter. He died yesterday, 102 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just thought remembering that and that random factoid there, just remembering the great history of our country and the many people who served.
Have you been able to go see the USS Arizona where it is there on Pearl Harbor?
I have not, sir. I am assuming you have.
Yes, you need to put that on your bucket list. It is very humbling place to go. So I recommend making a trip to Hawaii with your family, because a lot of history. There's the USS Missouri where the Japanese surrendered, and then just to see all, you know, the Arizona and others there, and just remember the men and women who have gave their life for our country. So but that's interesting. But yeah, when you've been there, I mean, it's more special when
definitely. We may have just lost
Jeff. I think we lost Jeff.
Definitely more special. And in fact, I would go to Hawaii. I would love to go to Hawaii in general, but I would definitely go and see, obviously, the USS Arizona there. So, Jeff, I don't know if we still got you or not, but we definitely appreciate you, sir.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte.
Gone and then back.
Yeah. Do. That's how Jeff does it.
Weaving in and out.
Whipping around. All right. So you brought Patisserie Cafe this morning. I did not gorge, but I did certainly have a lemon bar. And sweet treats are my weakness. And one of them that tops the list is absolutely ice cream. I mean, ice cream is 100% at the top of my list. And now we're joined by probably one of the... I don't want to say the creamiest. Is creamiest the best way to describe how great Handel's ice cream is? Like, what's the consistency? Like, how can we describe the consistency of Handel's ice cream?
You know, it's just heaven.
I mean, that's, there you go.
I mean, I don't know how you describe. You can't describe heaven. You know, everyone's like, what is heaven like? It's different for everybody. It is definitely creamy. It is one of the, everyone asks, are you sure this isn't custard? No, it is not custard. There's no eggs in our base. That's the big difference between custard and ice cream. We don't have eggs in our base. But it has that creaminess that, it's just delicious.
Pam from Handel's Ice Cream joining us right now. Would you consider yourself the guru of ice cream?
Well, I don't know about guru, but, you know.
I would say guru. Oh, okay. So Pam and I hung out. I got to go behind the counter, like inside the space.
Yeah.
Super cool. You knew everything there was to know about every single product in there. I was super impressed.
Well, we make it right there. Mm-hmm. It is made in-house. We make ice cream every day.
Like right there at the Torrance Chapel in Catawba.
You
like
bet.
Right there.
Yeah, you bet.
Dang.
Yeah.
There is no substitute for homemade. No substitute. It is... small batches, one batch at a time, each flavor, one bucket at a time. And it doesn't sit for weeks and weeks at a time, maybe day or day at a time. I mean, we go through ice cream pretty quickly there. You know, it's become quite a popular area to go to, which we're very happy about. It's just, you know, it's the ice cream is made in the morning. Can't use it till the next day. You got to let it firm up.
Mm.
I mean, you know, it tastes.
That's my number one problem. Letting it wait.
Yeah, I should not work there then.
Yeah. That's kind of the hard part. The nice thing is we always make the next batch before the one before it is completely gone.
Okay.
Mm. So we just transition. So it's a nice even flow. But we only use the best ingredients. We use Jif and Reese's peanut butters. We don't use unnamed brands.
Mm.
Hershey's, we use Hershey's syrup. We use anything that's going to be highest level. That was Alice Handel started this business in 1945 in Youngstown, Ohio. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Mm-mm.
She started making ice cream in her garage at home using the ingredients from her backyard garden. All the strawberries and stuff. That was her first flavor ever made, was the strawberry.
Oh.
And she sold it at her husband's gas station. And everyone's like, this is so good. You have to open a shop. So 1945 and on Market Street in Youngstown, Ohio, there it began. We still use the exact same recipes. I mean, they may have tweaked them a little bit for, you know, for preservatives and stuff to get rid of things and add things. But for the most part, it is the same recipe from back in the 40s. It's got the heart.
Do you have a favorite flavor, or do you do the I like them all? Like, come on, you got like,
oh yeah, oh, I have.
You've
a
had
favorite.
A tough day. You know, things got a little unruly in the ice cream shop. You need a couple scoops. What you going for?
Graham Central Station every time. Yeah, it's a graham flavored ice cream, has a graham cracker ripple going through it, and then these honeycomb pieces covered in chocolate. So you've got textures.
Sounds terrible.
Fantastic.
Yes, it is so good. That's my number one. If I'm going for something a little, that's very decadent. It's very rich. If I'm going something a little bit lighter, key lime pie right now is up there.
Did I detect a little Minnesota night accent from you?
I'm
there?
A Youper. I'm from Upper Michigan.
Upper Michigan. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So sorry, I didn't mean any disrespect no, there. I
no,
apologize.
No, no,
okay.
I'd rather have you say that than Canada, which is what I normally get.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that too. So what got you into ice cream? Are you Pam Handel? Are you related
no,
to?
No,
oh, okay.
No.
I didn't know. Okay.
I was working for another company. Great company to work for. I don't know if I can mention their name or not.
Sure.
So,
we don't discriminate.
Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
You not mad about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was working for Cracker Barrel as one of their managers. Great company to work for. They take great care of their employees. Management, I can say. I mean, like, the corporate side is awesome. It is very fast-paced, obviously. Loved it there. But I was... I had my resume on Indeed. I just never took it off. And I get this message from one of the three owners. Hey, saw that you have management experience and ice cream experience. I drove an ice cream truck for Cool Cat Ice Cream for 5 years.
Nice. And,
yeah, my friend owned it at the time. She recently sold it to somebody else, but yeah.
Five years in ice cream.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A pretty good
only summers, though. Yeah. And I only served that, you know, it's the pre-made stuff that you serve. But, you know, it's seeing those smiles that makes the difference, you know. Yeah. So that's how I got into ice cream. They're like, yeah, you got ice cream experience in management. So I had a online Zoom meeting with them, and they are busy. There's three guys that own the place. One lives in Las Vegas. He's a lawyer. We've got a financial expert out in Utah, and then we've got a doctor here in South Carolina. And so they're popping in and out of this interview. And then they're like, hey, we want to meet you in person. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Yeah, I'm a lot. There's a lot. So yeah, I met with John. He's the local guy, if you want to call him that, from South Carolina. And he was great to talk to, and asked me a lot of questions that were necessary, business side of things. And then he's like, heck yeah, let's go. So there we went.
So for Handel's here, particularly, again, located Catawba Ave and Torrance Chapel. Is that Shops at the Green? What's the, no, it's not Shops at the Green.
Fresh Market.
Fresh Market, yep. Complex. Right, exactly. Yep. You guys are next to all the workout places and all that Orange Theory.
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah.
How to cycle bar and get ice cream on the way home.
You walk over to Handel's.
Yes. They do that, by the way.
I know they do.
I do that. Sometimes I'll get the frozen, the chocolate dip banana because, you know, healthy.
Yeah.
Alternatives.
Yeah.
The walk up window style. How's that? Is that traditional for Handel's, or is that unique to this space?
No. There are, they started off with the walk-up. I don't think a lot of places in the 40s had, like, unless it was like an actual restaurant, had places where you go in. It was kind of like, you know, you come and they have benches and tables where you can sit outside, enjoy the nice weather, or we've got where you can just pick it up and take it home if it's raining or in the middle of winter. We have DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates. You can just go on to our website, order it, pick it up, and take off. You don't have to sit there, but we've got an area for you to sit outside if you'd like that.
We're talking with Pam. Pam Hand, can I call you Pam Handel? Is that offensive to you?
No.
Okay, because you're like the ice cream guru of Corntown.
That's right.
We're dubbing you the ice cream. Handel's Homemade Ice Cream, Cornelius location, Torrance Chapel Road, right at the corner of Torrance Chapel and Catawba Ave. Talked about your favorite flavor, the Graham
Central Station.
Graham Central Station. There's a wide variety of flavors, handmade.
Oh, yes, every single one.
Every single one every day?
We make not every flavor every day, but ice cream is made every day, yes.
Whew, it's going to get dangerous. We'll be back.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:34. Sweet treats galore today.
Yeah, it's a sweet treat day.
Handel's Ice Cream. Pam is joining us right now. Pam, when you go home, do you dream of ice cream ever or no? Is it enough during the day that you're able to leave it behind?
I don't always dream about the ice cream itself. Maybe the behind the scenes kind of stuff. Did I order this? Did I forget to do that? Did I, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
What's a day-to-day like managing an ice cream shop? Like, what's that? And it's not really just like an ice cream shop. I mean, this is a pretty large brand right here. What's it like day-to-day for you, like managing and making sure everything's flowing right? Because we're getting warm outside. You know, it hit 80 this weekend.
Yeah, it did. And we were closed on Easter Sunday, which I was very grateful for because I liked having that day off. But then I was thinking, oh, all those people probably wanted ice cream and, you know, a little bit of fear missing out kind of maybe. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. I had the nice day with the family. A day to day going in, first thing we always do before we do anything else is re-sanitize our machines. There's so many allergies out there nowadays. The last thing we do when we finish ice cream is sanitize the machines. The first thing we do when we get back in the morning, sanitize the machines. A dust particle could have gotten in there. You know, you never know what happens when you're not around. So yeah, sanitize those machines. Then we make our charts, the order of the ice cream we're going to make. You actually make it in order that way. You don't have to wash and wash and wash your machine over and over. You do all your vanilla based ones because more often than not, we're not actually adding any of the ingredients into the machine. We throw that in by hand as it's coming out of the machine. So when you get your cookie dough ice cream, that ice cream's coming out and we're tossing cookies in. And it's not just crumbs of cookies. It's the Oreo cookies are only broken into fours. So you're getting chunks of cookies. That's a big difference.
This is the most dangerous job I've ever heard of in my life. Are you kidding me?
I cannot. I want to work there. I cannot work there.
I can.
You guys would lose so much money. It's just me at the ice cream machine.
Yeah.
The cookies are great too.
Oh, like, yeah. You know, a couple in my mouth.
You know, it's quality assurance. You have to rename it. It's not just eating as you go. It's like, you have to make sure these are fresh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You guys are coming up. Handles is coming up on the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. Our actual anniversary date is the 6th of April. We're going to be throwing a 1 year anniversary party on the 7th, giving away some prizes. We got some swag, some cool sunglasses, things to put on your phone, kind of like pop sockets, but handle sockets.
So that's this Sunday.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're doing it. We've got the fire department coming so the kids can climb up on the trucks and hear the sirens, see the lights. The firemen are awesome. They love being there. They are big kids themselves with mustaches, I always say. And they actually they frequent Handles quite a bit in the summertime. It is not uncommon to drive by Handles in the evening and see two or three fire trucks. Lights aren't on. Nothing is wrong. They're eating ice cream.
What's the journey been like for the first year? Was it as expected, better? What was that process? What's it been like?
You know, nothing is ever as expected in a business, ever. The thing about Handles is if you go up north where it's from in Ohio, there's a line around the block in the middle of winter. People here in North Carolina aren't used to Handles yet. They're getting there now, but the lines have been forming as we've been open longer. The lines are getting longer, which is why you want to go online and get your order that way. That way it's ready when you walk up. You just grab it and you take off. You don't have to stand in that line. It was wintertime that was an eye-opener for us. You know, okay, we got to get the name out here because people aren't lining up around the block yet. Mm. But they're starting to now. Mm. You know, now that the weather's getting warmer, they're getting their handles. And then it just kind of, it's like the snowball effect. You know, as you get rolling, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So
it seems like it would be a seasonal type business, but I love ice cream in the wintertime.
I
don't know
time.
Why I might be weird like that. Is that?
You know, there is nothing more like comfy than sitting in front of the fireplace. Adults sometimes have that glass of wine, but I'm not an adult. I want a pint of ice cream in my lap, sitting in front of the fireplace, watching, you know, your Christmas movies or whatever you're watching and eating your ice cream. You know, it's cozy. It's warm. It's love. I mean, when you're in a good mood, you celebrate with ice cream, birthdays, cake, and ice cream. When you're sad, what do you go to? Ice cream. It makes you happy. I mean, we've got something for everybody because everybody needs ice cream.
Let's talk about the online ordering. So your the website handlesicecream.com, which is the corporate site.
And it is.
You've got to find the Cornelius location.
Right. Yep.
As part of the process.
They just recently revamped it. So when you go to handlesicecream.com, right in the middle, it should say choose your location. So you're going to choose Cornelius, and then you will see all the flavors we have at our location. We have to have at least 48. I think we've got about 51 or 52 right now, including a couple vegan / dairy-free ones. We've got a mango sorbet right now I think there would be a mob if I got rid of it. It's not just vegans or non-dairy people that eat that. It is very popular. And we've got a mixed berry sorbet right now. Pretty soon we'll pull out the old chocolate almond milk ice cream for the ice cream people. Mm. And then we also have an option of a coconut almond milk one. We've got a few options. The thing about Handles is it's very traditional, so they may not be as fast as some other locations getting these new wave type ice creams, like, you know, vegan or we've got no sugar added, fat-free ones. We are limited on them, but they're excellent.
Delicious, I'm sure.
Yeah, they are. And they're adding more and more as time goes on. But with a traditional company, you know, it's hard to veer out of, you know, that zone. And now they're veering out a little bit and, you know, testing the waters.
What's it like? Like, do you get new flavors? Because you guys don't carry every single flavor that the entire Handles franchise has all the time.
No, you can't.
Physically, that would be crazy.
So there's approximately about 20 of them that are required. So every Handles you go to should have these 20 flavors or a variation, like a cake batter or birthday cake. Like, we have the birthday cake. You have to have either banana or banana cream pie. There's like 20 flavors that every Handles you go to should have. And the rest we choose. Yeah, we have like almost 150 flavors to choose from. We get to tailor it to what people in our area like.
So you guys do like surveys? Like, how do you, or is it just based on like sales?
Based on what kind of people buy? Yeah.
A little of both. Like, if you go on our Instagram page, we'll do, like, right now, I think it's, they're asking, do you want us to do one of two flavors? And so popular vote will win. So go on our Instagram page.
Yeah.
I'm about to go and bust it out the phone now.
Check it out and see if it's still on there. I know it was trying to think of what the two flavors were. I know one of them was the spouse like a house.
Yes. There was a peanut butter one.
Yes.
voted for peanut butter.
I did vote for peanut butter.
I don't remember what it was, in it, but it had like a peanut butter ripple in it. That's the one I voted for.
Yeah. It was vanilla peanut butter chip, maybe?
I think so. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. So those were the two options. Yeah. Those were the two. I don't know if the voting is still going on, but yeah. So we do that when we're like, okay, we've got one spot left. What should we do? Then I talked with the owners and I'm like, okay, we've got one spot. What do you think? Well, this one likes this one. This one likes this one. Let's have a vote. You know, it's
put it to the people.
Right,
let
right?
the people decide.
Right.
So if you can't decide that when you come in, because that's like, I feel like I'm making the most important decision in the world sometimes to choose a flavor of ice cream. You can do an ice cream flight.
Yes.
Do you know about this, Justin?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Now this is game changer.
Okay.
So this is what I got two of them actually when I was out there.
It was Valentine's Day.
Nice.
One for me and one for my other best friend.
Yeah.
That's right. One for later.
Yeah. It's called the 4-scoop sampler. It's 4 large scoops of ice cream, any 4 flavors you want. We have some people who get all of one flavor. They just like that container. They can come back and eat it later if they don't want it all, but they don't want quite a pint. So that's how they get their ice cream. Or you can mix and match any 4 flavors you want. We also do sampling. You don't have to just get that to try them out. We'll give you a little tiny spoon and say, here, try this. And you're like,
gets dangerous too, by the way.
You know, people actually are pretty, they restrain themselves pretty well. I think 7 or 8 is the most I've ever given one person.
They're like, I'm done. I had my
half
ice cream.
Pint.
They're like, I'm so sorry. Can I try this? I'm like, don't be sorry. I want you to try everything.
Yeah.
Come back and try some more. You know, that's, how are you supposed to fall in love with something you've never tried?
So I'm on the website. I see the 4-scoop sampler.
Yes.
Again, handlesicecream.com. And you guys have some little bit of AI going on here. So it's got an ordered recently by 20 plus others here, this combo of flavors. You tell me if this is common and what's your thoughts on this. Salty caramel truffle.
Oh, yeah.
mud pie and mud pie. So a double mud pie.
Yes.
And actually salty caramel truffle again. So two scoops of salty caramel truffle, two scoops of mud pie.
That's actually, yeah, that's fairly common because they go so well together. I think they actually might even mix it. I think that's the same person orders that a lot.
Do you guys have like a Superman one? My kids love the color. Like it's vanilla basically, right? But it's just a bunch of dyed colors. Should I just go with vanilla with sprinkles?
It's Blue Monster. Yeah. You go with Blue Monster. It's a vanilla ice cream dyed like handles blue. It has Oreo cookies and it has Chips Ahoy cookies. Can't get much better.
Pam from Handles Ice Cream celebrating 1 year this weekend.
Yeah. Happy birthday
Cornelius
to us.
Location, yes. Catawba so Ave, Torrance Chapel. Thank you.
Awesome.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Say good morning, LKN.
Good morning, LKN.
We're joined in studio now by a couple of rascals. Mame, she's sitting with you right now?
Yeah,
look
she
at
just
this.
Said, come on.
Hey, girlfriend. What you doing? Can you say hey? Say hey.
Say hey.
Okay, the youngins have joined in the studio. Noah and Emmy are here. Demi dropped by randomly. I left the coffee at home. And what you guys up to?
We were going to Target after we get you your coffee.
Oh, that is so nice. What are you going to do at Target? What you got here with you? What is this? What you got?
A sword.
A weapon of choice today is a dagger. This is actually mine from back in the day. This is my Aladdin dagger from back in the day. This is a 90s Disney movie classic right here. Emmy Ray, have you been a good listener this morning? You sure? She's shaking her head, yeah.
She said yes.
Yeah,
yes.
She's sitting with you right now. That's impressive. I'm going to be honest with you, Mames. That's impressive that she's sitting. That's very impressive.
She
right
heard
now.
Me talking about how we're going to do Lisa Frank together. We're going to color. Yeah. He knows.
Mames brought up Lisa Frank before. I don't know anything about it as far as...
It's this it's bright color,
Demi's
like...
over here whispering.
Yeah.
Okay,
we just had Handles Ice Cream in here. Dude, you remember when we went to Handles last year when they opened? Do you remember that? Maybe, maybe not. But we may go there this weekend because this weekend's their 1 year anniversary.
I know.
What's your favorite flavor ice cream?
Strawberry and vanilla.
Strawberry and vanilla with sprinkles. That was the first flavor they ever made. Handles Ice Cream ever made.
Yeah, strawberry. That's right.
Emmy Ray, what's your favorite flavor ice cream?
Rainbow.
Here, you want to hit this button right here, dude.
Okay.
Right? No, not that one. This one right here. That's pretty fun.
I'm going to hit it one more time.
All right, put it one more time. All right, I got to get back to work, all right?
Okay.
I love you. See ya. Bye. All right. Sorry, little switch of there. Oh, see you, babe. Bye-bye. Thanks for the cafe. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I love you. All right. All right, we're going to have Patrick.
Good morning, Nokia.
One more before we hit the road. See you, Amy Ray. Grab you a sweet treat on the way out. Just have fun with mommy for the day. Tell your aunt I said, hey. Sorry, this is a little this is chaotic radio. We're going to have Patrick Reynolds from Studio A joining us the last couple minutes of the show. Going to kind of talk to see how yesterday went. You know, yesterday was his first day behind the mic as home ad host. And from what I heard, it went really well.
I heard it. It was good.
Like 15 people, I think, on the birthdays yesterday.
Yeah, big day.
You know, you got a birthday, you got an anniversary, you want to buy, sell, celebrate, you call into the Home Ad Show, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. That show starts at 9 o'clock from Studio A. That's 9 to 11. We'll talk to Patrick in a few minutes. At 11 o'clock today, Town of Mooresville, I Heart Mooresville. Patisserie Cafe, located in Mooresville, I Heart Mooresville. If you like Mooresville, if you love Mooresville, you can check out their show.
That was absolutely adorable.
The children?
Because they're that's the first time I've ever met them. I haven't met them.
No, yet. Really?
Yeah.
And Emmy sat on your lap.
She likes me. I'm telling you.
Straight up stranger.
Yeah. I've taught her really well at the house, as you can see.
Mamie asked one time.
She saw the treat sitting
here. I said,
do you
want some candy?
Yeah, I'm doing
go great. Hop in the van.
Doing really well as a parent right now. I feel it really good.
Yeah, Katie was the same. She just trusted, when she was a little like that, she just trusted everybody.
They've been here multiple times, you know what I mean? Like he's talked on the radio, Noah's talked on the radio a couple of times, and so it's funny to have them. That's like They're like the one little kryptonite to me. So Bill and I also, when we did the Birkdale tree lighting last year and the kids were there running around, thank the Lord for Bill's mom who was watching the kids the entire time running around, because I'm just like this the whole time, not doing a broadcast, just looking around. And so that's a real life stuff right there. But 11 o'clock today, iHeart Mooresville, noon to 3, Todd starts. Look, I'm sorry. I apologize for the joke we played on people. Some people chose violence yesterday. No, we're not getting rid of Todd Starnes. What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
May 24th, Todd's actually coming to Statesville, hosting his national show from Statesville. We're having a meet and greet. You can also purchase a signed copy of his new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? If you want to register for the book portion of it and the meet and greet, WSICnews.com/Todd. That's where you go to sign up for that. Noon to 3. If you got national political addiction, get it with Todd Starnes here on WSIC. 3 o'clock today's Tuesday, community-centered. We've got Debbie O'Hanley, Executive Director of the Hope House Foundation, a women and children's transitional homeless shelter located in Huntersville, alongside her co-host Margie Kyle of Little Smiles. Don't know who they're going to have on today, but they bring in some big hitters from the nonprofit world and community advocates and those around. And so if you're looking for that type of conversation, community-centered. 4 o'clock today, Know the Scene. Justin Dionne, Executive Director of Kane Center for the Arts. He is the host of that show, Know the Scene. Always an event going on there at Kane Center. Busy
They're
little time.
Super busy.
And Kane Center announced that they're buying a couple of the other properties there around Cornelius downtown.
Yes.
Kind of preserving and getting
like some a museum type.
Yeah, to expand. Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So which is
great.
Cool.
That'd be great.
Mills Market going to be happening probably at some point soon, and some other things happening all around. Got that roundabout happening going from Cornelius to Davidson. Have you seen the tree clearing and stuff they've been doing this far?
I think the roads are going to be closed tomorrow.
Are you pro
for a little
roundabout?
Bit.
Is that what they've been doing? Is that over by the YMCA?
Exactly by the YMCA, and right next to a North Main Financial.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out North Main, North like the direction, Main like the street, Financial, Joshua Adobe, my guy. Yeah, that's causing me some traffic, man.
Is it the construction is?
The construction is.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about
well,
that.
Well, Jaton Extension, too, is right now rip, rock and roll. You been on Jaton's extension?
Jaton.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I did. Sorry. 30 years of life right there intervening in my life.
Yeah. No, I haven't been down there in a little bit.
So, you know, well, Jaton Extension is just across Catawba, right?
Right. Like, oh, yes, yes, yes. Because I went to Publix yesterday. I saw a little bit of it. That's going to be closed down some tomorrow.
They're doing one lane roads as of yesterday. They started because they're pouring concrete. It's an interesting project.
They're taking some trees out tomorrow, I think, too. So
good riddance.
Yeah.
So you said tomorrow that road's going to be closed?
There's, I hope not.
I saw an announcement somewhere. I think it's where the bridge is where they're putting the roundabout in at Catawba Statesville. I think they're going to close that section down for like an hour tomorrow.
Okay. Old Statesville.
Oh, no, that's Statesville. That's not Old Statesville.
Oh, you're talking about 21.
21.
You're talking, she's talking 21. She's not talking 115.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's lots of construction
going
on right
now. You're talking near Cashins, near the new State Employees Credit Union, Mattress Factory or the Mattress Store, Dog Bark Brewery, Napa, ABC Store.
And they're widening that road too, right?
Yeah, Nanny Potts. Nanny Potts. Yeah, because that roundabout project's been coming a long time as well. And then there's the roundabout going into the town of Davidson from Cornelius as well on Main Street. That one as well is another
one. I don't
know.
Why do they need that?
I like roundabouts. I'm pro roundabout.
My issue is like at exit 30 where there's like 15 of them in a row. It's just like, I'm tired of going in a circle. I just want to go straight. By the time you get to that fourth one coming out of downtown Davidson, like going past where the little shops are, Harris Teeter and Davidson, like, you get to the fourth roundabout and you're just like, I just should have stayed home.
The advantage of the roundabout is, in theory, you'll never have a red light.
Yeah, it's supposed to keep traffic moving.
I like that.
You like that part of it?
If we can all understand it. Now, here's where NCDOT, I think, has their biggest flaw. Signage. I think that is one of the biggest issues. We need to be informed prior to, in big, bold letters, hey, this is what happens when you reach this point in the future.
There's a circle coming.
Be prepared to make some turns.
Let me make those signs. Who do I got to call?
You get some attention grabbing going on. Let's check in with Patrick Reynolds from Studio A. Joe Berg should have him ready, locked and loaded, because 9 o'clock, really 9:06, the home ad show starts. Patrick, are you pro roundabout?
I'm very pro roundabout. I think roundabouts need to be incorporated into driver's ed, however. That is where the problem happens is people don't know when to go who has the right of way, so that drives them down a little bit.
But that's fair.
Construction wise, yeah, big fan. On paper they work, and if you know who has the right of way, they do work. But there's a lot of people out there that's like, how do we do this? And it's not just throwing stones at anybody. It's like literally people need a little instruction on how to do it. Wasn't part of driver's ed when I was 16.
If you know, you know. The advanced course would have to be diverging diamonds then, right? If roundabouts are beginners, diverging diamonds are advanced.
I am anti-diverging diamond.
I don't love them either.
First hot take from Patrick.
Hot take, yeah.
I've had to keep a straight face with the facts from the news drive at 5 for several months now. Now I
can say how you really feel.
Pardon the expression, but I can let my hair down.
What was the transition like? So yesterday was your first day as host of the Home Ad Show. What was the transition like going from last week, news drive, Patrick Reynolds, news drive at 5, to let's spin the wheel for birthdays?
I felt like, oh yeah, I got a personality again. Yes, I can actually do something. It was a blast. It was so much fun. The audience was fantastic. I took more calls during the Home Ad Show yesterday than I did for a couple months on the news drive at 5. So it was absolutely wonderful to interact with the community and our audience. I loved every minute of it. We've got some wonderful people out there that listen to this station. I love talking to them, and I can't wait to get going today again.
We have a wonderful community. One of the groups we want to shout out are the teachers. We've got a Teacher of the Month contest going on. It is monthly, and you can sign up. Patrick, your favorite memory of your favorite teacher growing up?
Favorite memory, favorite teacher. Mr. Sardone, 5th grade, elementary school, New Milford, Connecticut. Wonderful guy. Taught with humor and sarcasm and presented the facts. I learned more from him. Favorite teacher my entire life. Frank Sardone, New Milford, Connecticut. Great guy. Hopefully somebody's listening on air through the stream and this somehow gets back to him somehow up there.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, coming up in about 6 minutes. Pat, good luck on the show today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Tomorrow, we're going to have Bill Russell on, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. His show, Town Talk, airs on Wednesdays. Also got Mario Bianco, Skycam Digital. Shout out to a fellow Hopewell hooligan, actually. We went to school together. So
it's going
to
be a good time.
Somehow you got him in, but I couldn't get him in. Small world. Love you, my kids. See you tomorrow.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.